Hey, Vinny.
Yeah, Cardiff?
Do you want to go subreddit surfing? I wanna go subreddit surfing. Grab your phone, let's go subreddit surfing. Because I wanna go subreddit surfing with you. We talk to folks from different subreddits because sometimes we just don't get it. We explore all kinds of subreddits. Subscribe now or you will regret it. Do you wanna go subreddit surfing? I wanna go subreddit surfing. Grab your phone, let's go subreddit surfing. Cause I wanna go subreddit surfing with you. Vinny and Cardiff go subreddit surfing. Mondays at 8, we are subreddit surfing. 10 is too late for subreddit surfing. So be here now for subreddit surfing today.
Aloha, big kahunas. Welcome to another episode of Subreddit Surfing. I'm your host. My name is Vinny, and joining me is my best bud, Cardiff Electric. Hello, Cardiff.
Oh, hi, Vinny. I'm a little under the weather today.
Yeah, suffering from jaundice, is it?
Yes. I've got to eat more, I don't know, do I have to eat more oranges or is that scurvy?
Try it.
I'll just have some oranges. I like oranges. Tasty yeah, treat.
I like oranges. So, folks, we got a great show for you lined up tonight. We are going to be looking at bad tattoos all night long. And if you have any tattoo horror stories you want to tell us about, let us know in the chat. What is that face for?
You said all night long, Vinny. That's my all night long.
That's what you do?
Yes. All night long. That's what I do. I mean, shit, Vinny, you saw me just this past Saturday night in Rochester, New York.
It feels like forever ago.
Do I not look like a machine built for loving? All night long? No, Vinny? That's not the impression you got from our time spent this past week at the live show?
Don't ever do that again to me. I don't feel comfortable with... I'm going to HR if you do that again.
I'm going to see you in Florida.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna do this all over you. Oh, if you want to know who Cardiff is in real life, just look for the guy doing this to Vinny. All over Florida. I'm just gonna be harassing him.
Disgusting.
Constantly. We'll probably end up in a Florida prison.
Let's give Carl his plug because he gave us so many kind plugs for our show. WATP Live in Largo coming up this week. WATPLive.com. It's going to be very, very exciting. I believe the guys from Revenge of the Sith are going to be there. Cardiff and I are going to be there. And dear Lord, Tukey's coming.
One, two, three, four. I've got a goon. She's got a goon. He's got a goon. We've got a goon. That's Tukey.
That's Tukey. Right.
Tukey will be there. Can you believe it?
Exciting.
It's just a few short days away, Vinny. We're all going to be back together again. The gang is getting back. I mean, we're obviously not going to have Jimmy because that guy sucks.
Fuck it. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. You know, before I bring Jimmy in today, I need to point out what a hero he is.
Yeah, so he doesn't always suck.
No, Jimmy's great. No. We love Jimmy.
Yes.
Jimmy is the man who edited our video. Did the final edit for me for the Subreddit Surfing Live video, which is now available to our patrons and members of this channel. So if you want to join the channel, if you haven't yet become a big kahuna, you can watch it. Or if you want to go to subredditsurfing.com and become a patron of the show, we appreciate it. All the money that we get pretty much pays Jimmy's salary. So speaking of, here he comes. I'm waiting for him to hit his vape so I can make him uncomfortable. Hi, Jimmy.
Hola.
Do you need to exhale?
What?
Do you need to exhale? I just caught you vaping, I think.
No, I knew you were pulling me in, so I immediately push it out.
Okay.
You're going to embarrass him in front of his mother.
Karam. I don't think she knows what's going on.
She never does.
Now,
you don't call her.
Shut up, boy.
I'm so thankful she didn't come to the live show. I gave her the address of a place next door. Over by the loading docks. So,
wait, she didn't come to the live show?
No.
No.
And who did I give all that money to?
I don't know. Way to go.
She looked a little young to be your mom, but anyway.
Jimmy, did you make good money whoring yourself by the bathrooms?
Believe it or not, I did. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you how much.
Okay. I know how much.
Well, how much did you give him, Cardiff?
And he asked me how much he made whoring himself outside the bathroom at Comedy at the Carlson this past weekend.
How much money did Jimmy make whoring himself outside the bathrooms at Comedy at the Carlson last weekend?
$40.05.
It's pretty good.
Now you should ask me who gave him. Sorry?
Who gave him the nickel, Cardiff?
Everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
I love those old ones. Oldies but goodies.
Hey, it is Super Chat Monday, so let's just acknowledge a few people. Let's start off with Logan Von Hugendong.
Long Rod Von Hugendong, Vinny. That is Long Rod Von Hugendong. Please get it right.
I will. Long Rod Von Hugendong, I apologize to you. Thank you. Aloha, Big Kahuna. JT's been a member for 3 months. Jimmy, I need Rod back ASAP.
I can't get it out.
Should you be sharing those? I gotta kind of think that should be a personal item. That should be not something you really want to pound. Like, everybody should buy their own sounding rod, especially for Largo, Florida this Friday.
Yeah, bring your own sounding rods. And what'll happen is I'll bring a spoon and I'll just run down the lot of you clanging them back and forth like a prisoner raking the bars. Bring your sounding rods to Largo, Florida this weekend. Delta Zero, thanks for the $1.99. PWO, I'm with it.
PWO, thank you.
Hey, Melissa Young is gifting Cardiff Electric memberships.
Thank you, Melissa Young.
That was nice of her. Matt Fish just became a member. Aloha, Big Kahuna.
Matt. Other and, pal from the live show, Vinny. Matt Fish, the great Matt Fish.
Yep. Spent a lot of time talking with Matt. He's a great dude. Say No More. Thank you for the $2 Canadian. Thank you, Vinny and Cardiff. And VTL. We're thanking VTL. Okay.
I'm still watching you, Say No More. I'm watching you.
Say No More is such a nice, supportive person. Why don't you trust them?
He or she is too nice. He or she is up to something.
They're probably Canadian. Sure. It's Canadian money. That's what those people are like.
I don't trust them either.
Canadians?
None of them.
Boy.
None of them. That's why I'm here in Minnesota, keeping an eye on all of them.
Well, Cardiff, we talked about the live show a little bit.
We did.
And everybody was just raving about your mask. The mask was amazing. Incredible. Mm-hmm. I wasn't yellow enough in the face for my liking.
No, but now I
we might be able to fix that. Yeah, good. So the man who made it is an outstanding tattoo artist and a good friend of the show. Mm-hmm. So what we decided to do tonight was invite him on to talk about these phenomenal subreddits, Bad Tattoo and Bad Tattoos. Mm-hmm. There's two of them. They're not super, super active, but without each post, though, is a gem. I'm going to tell you, all of these people should feel bad about what happened to them. But joining us the show for the very first time, it's Lockie McDonald. Hey, Lockie.
Oh,
hey.
Hello, Lockie.
Gentlemen, how are you? Nice to see you.
I forgot your big your accolade. You are the winner of the Am I the Asshole contest.
Yes.
Congratulations again.
Proudly. Yeah, it was nice. There he is. Hey. That was a close call. I almost had a heart attack. When you called me and said that it was still in Boston the day before the show.
I almost had a heart attack because I was expecting it to be delivered. And I looked and I went, it hasn't moved. And Lockie was going to go and basically fight everyone at the post office to get it back if it was still there and drive it to Rochester from Boston. But thank God he didn't have to do that.
I think the funnier part of the story is that Vinny was so worried that it wasn't going to get there on time that he insisted that Lockie ships it the day before. Insisted. He didn't trust.
He was so stressed out that whole week, and I was like, oh, we're good. And I was like checking in, like, you know, making sure he's all right and everything. And when he texted me, I was like, oh, I'll run over there. Even at the time, I wasn't too stressed out. And when I went back, as soon as I left there, I texted him. I'm like, okay, now I'm panicking. I was freaking out a bit. Yeah.
People at the post office don't inspire confidence.
No.
And that's a sad state of affairs.
The same
government-run agency.
It was when the same lady that was like, oh, no, you know, you don't want to waste all that money. You got plenty of time. You don't need to overnight it. When they basically were like, we have no idea where it is. And they were explaining to me that the tracking number is meaningless. And what I started freaking out. And the lady looks at me and is like, well, why didn't you overnight it? And that's when I started freaking out.
So. Because of you. Because you told me not to, you old bag. Yeah. I bet you it was Jimmy's mom. Does your mom work at the post office?
Because no.
It sounds like her.
Yeah, your mom sucks. How
dare you, sir.
If that's your mom, she's a real pain in the ass. Hunter Duke, I don't say it enough. Thank you for being a wet brain free show. You're very welcome. Miss Duke, and I can't wait to see you gentlemen in Largo. Same, Hunter Duke. Duke wore a custom subreddit surfing Hawaiian shirt to the show. So that's a gentleman with some fashion sense.
He still didn't pay the licensing fee, though.
Yeah. Did he get the cease and desist yet? It doesn't seem like it.
Not yet. And say no more corrected. It was Jimmy the Lip, not Vince the Lawyer. I'm sorry.
Thank you. See,
that's a mistake I make all the time.
For the record, I didn't do bad in that bathroom either.
Congratulations. How'd you do? How many nickels did you break in?
A bad worse.
Dill Dog, thanks for the $5. I don't know what John's talking about. I don't see any moon. Yeah.
Well, exactly. Neither. That's what I was saying.
Me neither.
So, Lockie, you're obviously an accomplished tattoo artist as well. As well as a mask maker. I mean, mask maker's number one, right?
Wheelmaker,
number two.
Yeah.
That's kind of, and then you go to tattooing from there. Is that correct? Is that the order of art in your life?
Yeah, tattooing is generally how I pay my bills and all this other stuff. Like I spend all day doing such serious stuff and it's all high stakes. And the rest of my time, I'm doing like completely retarded inside baseball stuff that only we understand.
Building wheels of consequences, making potato masks. Yeah, you do some weird shit.
Every now and then, I'll try to explain this whole thing to one of my clients, and it's they 8 hours later they leave, and I realize like, oh my god, I sounded like a crazy person right there, and I realized I didn't even make a dent in explaining myself either. So it's
a weird universe that you found yourself in, my friend. It's a very weird universe. Yeah. So, Lockie, can I ask you a couple questions about tattooing? How long have you been doing it?
Since 2001. So okay. I was a kid. I was tattooing before I could drive. So I was technically still 15 when I started my apprenticeship, but probably a few months after turning 16 is when I actually started tattooing. And I had to wait till I was 18 to get my license, legally.
So those 3 years there, 15 to 18, you didn't have your license, but you were working under a tattoo master, an artist. Were there any things you may have done during that time that you wish you could have taken back? Any of them that maybe didn't go quite as well as you were hoping?
Most of it, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's... especially, I've been tattooing so long that a lot of my I was always like the kid. So a lot of my peers, they're older guys in their 50s and stuff. And, 20 years ago and stuff before there was, we really didn't have the internet. It wasn't like that. The only references we had were tattoo magazines. So we're just winging it. Trying stuff on ourselves, just figuring it out as we go.
Trying stuff on yourselves?
Yes, I'm a lefty. Most of this arm is like, you can see stuff that, like these flames, That was my first attempt at that, and now they're just something I do as filler work, you know, without even thinking and stuff. It's like that was the first time I ever tried those kind of, you know, just I was just figuring stuff out, going like this, like an idiot, and it's kind of
you treated your own arm like a sketch pad, Lockie.
Yeah. You don't see it as much with the newer generation, but it really was the first tattoo machine I ever got. The guy handed it to me and was like, "What are you doing?" And it was just a weird question that caught me off guard. You know, so I just stared at him blankly, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I still didn't understand. So I'm just like, and he's like, "You really think I'm gonna let you tattoo someone else with that thing before you tattoo yourself?" So I just panicked, and I actually, on my ankle, I have a Japanese kanji symbol that I didn't then, and I still have no idea what it means. I purposely just picked the first one I saw that looked simple, and just because even if I knew back then, I was a 16-year-old punk. Every time someone asked me what it meant, I just blurted out the most, you know, immature thing I could think of, you know.
It's Japanese for farts.
Yeah, you just make something up. And I honestly, I don't even think it's an actual word. I think it was part of a word. So it's probably like a sound. Realistically, it's probably not even a full word.
In high school, one of my best friends was Chinese. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just saying it because it's important for the story.
Ooh, how progressive.
There weren't a lot of Chinese in Minnesota in those days, I guess. But okay. It was also the same time that, the Chinese lettering tattoos, it was either Chinese lettering or barbed wire. Like, those two things everyone, every asshole was getting at that point. It was every housewife, everyone was getting Chinese lettering and barbed wire. And me and my Chinese friend, we used to just run around. Every time someone got one, and they'd be showing it off. You know, they'd be at the smoking corner showing off their new tattoo. He would kind of lean in and really lean into the overly stereotypical Chinese accent and wake up what it actually said. We pissed off a lot of people around that school.
That's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Every Asian kid I ever knew would just say that, like, they would just to fuck with people, be like, "Oh, you know what that really means, right?" And they would just lie. Just to fuck with people. I've seen people do that so many times. I would too if I was Asian. I would be like, "Oh, Jesus, you might not want to show a heads up," just to freak them out. You never know. It could say happiness for all I know.
You know what I think from that era is the douchiest tattoo I've ever seen is the combination barbed wire Superman logo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was from the cover of a Superman book, wasn't it?
I don't know, but there was a wrestler who had it, Braun Strowman. I think he had it removed. It said Country Strong, and then it was like a Superman with the barbed wire logo. Oh man,
yuck!
Oh,
a lot of those fad trend tattoos that, you know, those the ones that we're all laughing at now. A lot of them in actual practice were pretty miserable to do too. So they weren't just like, other than the kanji symbols and stuff like that, but like barbed wire and all these things, it's a pain in the ass tattoo to do, at least to do halfway decent. It's just not like, it's tedious and not fun.
Do you ever have to talk people out of something stupid that they want to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely big with apprentices and stuff like that. I definitely am big on, you know, hammering into it's just as much of your responsibility to give them a good tattoo. You're not supposed to just take somebody's money. That's the whole point of it. Like, you know, like all jokes aside, you're changing how someone looks permanently. It's something you should take really serious. So the whole point of it is to make someone look better. And if someone's, there's also a lot of things too, that if you're on a tattoo artist, you know, in your head, sounds like a really great idea, but in practice isn't going to work. And you might, you know what I'm saying? Even other artists might be like, "Oh, that sounds like a cool idea," but doing it on skin is different than any other medium. So there's a lot of things like that too. And sometimes it's not just the idea. It can be just
What's the worst? What's the worst idea someone has ever pitched you, like a customer, where you were like, "Slow down, cowboy." Like, what things do people have in their brains that they think you can do?
Yeah, a lot of that is usually involving just the, you know, shoving 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag kind of stuff. Like, a lot of it is really about, it's not about what you can get on there. I can get a lot of things on there. It's just not going to age very well. So right. You got to make sure something isn't all crowded and stuffed in a little tiny area, especially when it comes to lettering and stuff. So a lot of times people are just trying, especially when it's some kind of memorial tattoo, they're trying to like tell a novella on a little tiny tattoo, and it's just not going to work. You know, some people want something, you know, in a specific little area, and they're explaining an idea that's a sleeve, you know, so it's about mostly right. Just about reining people in and stuff. But then you get, I don't know, some people just have really stupid ideas too, you know.
Well, those are the ones I want to hear about. What's the stupidest?
My favorite, which is, it sounds cliche, but it's like, it really is hilarious when someone comes in wanting like racist weird shit, like the white power guys and stuff. To hear someone in all seriousness trying to like get all this shit, and you, it's like, I don't want to do that.
Are you sure you want that on your body?
Yeah.
What did you say to Anthony Cumia?
I hate these ends, just like right across, like, yeah.
That one's like a Pepe the Frog, I'm imagining, tattoo. I feel like that would be up his up his alley. But I think that it's got to be a difficult job to protect people from themselves.
Yeah.
And this Reddit page we are going to look at tonight, folks, these people were not protected. These people were not protected. They either didn't research who they were going to have do their tattoos for them. They didn't think this through at all. And I broke this down into a few different categories. And I want to start off with my favorite. I want to thank Jimmy for finding a lot of these.
I've got one more question before we get into that, though. Lockie, you probably don't recommend just walking into a random tattoo parlor and saying, tat me up. Like, you want to talk, you want to have a meeting first, right? Like, don't you sit down and
You know, if you want some, you know, something, if you only want some little basic thing that isn't like a custom piece, like, you know, when you're on vacation with your friends and you guys want a little, you know, just some stars on your foot or some dumb shit like that, like, yeah, go get that anywhere.
That's what a group of cool guys.
But you don't really need to check out your artist before you do that, I guess.
You still don't want to just like, not know who's tattooing you at the same time. You, even if it's something simple, you want to make sure it's a clean shop and whatever. But it, you know, like, just in general, take it serious. It hurts and it's painful. I mean, it's expensive and it's just not worth spending all that money and time and effort just to spend quadruple so I can cover it up later. That's a lot. I make a lot of money nowadays covering up those barbed wire tattoos and the kanji. And
how do you cover up? What do you usually cover barbed wire with? Like, what's easy to make it like disappear? Because it seems like those are pretty thick.
It's
tattoos.
It's usually going to be a big project. Like, I make a lot of money these days doing, you know, full sleeves that wear a big one is the tribal armbands, because that from just a logistical standpoint, that's just the worst thing you could do. It's big, chunky black, and it's usually right at this area, right by your armpit. So I don't have a lot of, but the big thing with cover-ups is you want to take the focus away from like the worst part of the tattoo. So you want to have room to play on every side there. So you're very limited to what you can do. So I do a lot of really unnecessarily difficult cover. I do a lot of cover-ups that other people turn down just because at this point, I just like the challenge of it. I just like that with, you know.
I like that about you.
I do better getting myself into a corner. So with something like that, it's the second I touch them, I either have to nail it or I have created an unfixable. Like they went from.
You can easily make it worse.
Unfixable. So if I don't pull it off, that's quite a, you know, that's a lot. I like that though. It's fun.
You just gotta chop off your arm. Question from Easy 123. How much a b-hole tat run? Just out of curiosity. How much is a b-hole tat?
Expensive buttholes are at a pretty decent rate these days. I like buttholes. So
have you really done one before?
A butthole?
Yeah.
What radius are we talking here?
Like, yeah, it was pretty close. I've gone pretty close. you could call it a butthole.
Nice. Yeah.
And only one dick, and it was an accident.
No, I'm sorry. No,
would you actually put a racing stripe on it? What did you do?
All right. The problem was that normally when a person, it's not something you get asked a lot, but every now and then someone's going to ask you to tattoo your dick. And normally I'm just going to laugh and say no, or I'm just going to say some ridiculous number that you're not going to pay. So one time at the last shop I was at in the North End, I don't handle, like, we have receptionists to handle the money, the phone calls, all that. So all I did was tattoo. So when the guy called asking about it, he didn't want to ask one of the girls because he figured she was going to just hang up. And so he begged to put me on the phone. So she just gives me the phone, like, I don't know what this guy's deal is. He wants to talk to you, though. So when I get on the phone, he's like, hey, dude, don't hang up. I'm not joking. I'm not trying to this is going to sound like a joke, but would you do a tattoo on my dick? And I was in the middle of, like, cleaning up and stuff. I had just finished a tattoo and I was kind of talking to people. So I was barely paying attention. I'm like, dude, you can't afford to get your dick tattooed by me. And he's like, what's that supposed to mean?
I'm the preeminent dick tattooist.
Oh, I can't afford to have you tattoo my dick, can I was sir?
Like, what it's going to cost to get your dick tattooed is just not going to be worth it. And he's like, well, like how much? Do you have a number in mind? And I would have been like $2,000. And I don't know, I just was distracted. I just blurted out $500. And as soon as I said that, I'm like, Jesus, why did I say such a low number? And even that, I figured he was still going to just be like, oh, God. Because why would you spend $500 to get your dick tattooed? Why would you get your dick tattooed? So he's like, all right, I'm going to have to call you back. So I hung up and I started getting my stuff together. I pack up my bag and I'm about to leave. And he calls back. And he's like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. And I ran that.
Oh, no.
That I am one of those people. If that was somebody else, I would have been the first person to go, buddy, you created this situation. You gotta handle it. So, if I tried to bitch out of it, whatever. I just did it. It took about 4 minutes. And this kid's dick is ruined for life. For life.
What, and listen, what did you do with the 500 day? I actually got my dick tattooed.
He got the word penis in like a regular type font written down, like written like from the head down, like if he's looking at it, he just wrote penis down the shaft of his dick. Ruined his dick for life. He made a practical joke out of his dick. I don't know.
Well, I bet if you go to his apartment, he's got post-it notes on everything. Covered. Food.
Yeah. Rich.
Penis. He's just got to, you know, he's one of those, maybe he's that memento guy. He wakes up every morning, doesn't remember what's what.
He needs reminders. He had to like pull it. So I just went.
I was going
to
ask, is he hard?
You know what?
Did you fluff him?
I always used to hear rumors that it was like better to do it when you're kind of mid. And I had never got that far to know. I had never seen it happen in person. So he just had to take the head of his dick and pull it down, and I just fucking dipped in. Normally, even for just a couple letters like that, I'm at least going to be dipping into the ink once or twice for each letter. I just dipped in once and was like, and just did it as fast as I could and was like, you're done. And that was the lead up to it was way worse, because we're standing there. It was him and his two college roommates, and we're in my booth with the door closed and with the curtains down, and like the girl receptionist are just banging on the glass laughing at him. So he's getting all nervous and he's starting to sweat a bit.
What he's a just, professional environment.
Yeah. He's just standing there looking at me, and I'm like, I'm just sitting in my stool, like, and I'm like, okay, dude. And he just goes, what? And I'm like, really? And he's, what? And I'm like, don't make me say it. He just stares at me like a fucking dog, like cocks his head inside of, huh? And I'm like, take your dick out, dude. Come on.
That the first and last time you said that to somebody?
I've always had a... Oh, go ahead, Cardiff.
Yeah, I know exactly what happened. It was... Those two guys that were with him dared him to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll do it. How much?
Yeah. That's like,
let's find out.
In all seriousness, his roommate paid for it. His roommate had like $511 in his bank account, and I took $500 of it. And I remember we finished and all that stuff, and he's like, hey, since we're all buddies, you think I can maybe get a little discount? And I'm like, don't fucking ask me that again. And dude, he looked like he got so scared because he was like, 18-year-old college kids. He thought he looked like he shit himself, because I wasn't in the mood to be asked that question by then.
I got bad news. Kip Smith says that makes you go off. Sorry, buddy. Sorry to tell you. So listen, since you're tattooing penises, I'd like to get I have a great idea what I want. I want to have 4 score and 7 years ago, our forefathers brought forth on this great continent a new nation conceived in liberty. Do you think we can make that fit? I'm just curious. Okay, I got nothing.
I think I hear a new creep off.
Since I'm already gay.
Oh.
He had a tiny dick too. So it's like having a small dick with a dumb tattoo on it. Like, that's the thing. The only appropriate reaction for anybody, like if you're any self-respecting lady looking at that, you see that, the first thing you're going to do is at least chuckle. And could you imagine if the first reaction every woman had to your dick was like,
but think about it. It was
probably my body.
The first girl who admires the font he marries.
Yeah, exactly.
He's probably had girls laughing at his dick.
Whatever.
He's probably had girls laughing at his dick his whole life. At least now he thinks it's because of the tattoo.
Laugh
at it.
He's stuttering John math on that. He's like, no, it's not because I have a small dick. It's the tattoo. They love my dick. It's just the tattoo. That's the thing.
That Lockie guy, he fucked me. He took my dick and he fucked me.
This gay tattoo guy in Boston really fucked up my dick, man. All right, hold on. We got some super chats we got to hit. I just want to make sure we get these all. Okay. Curly Pubes wants to know, hey, is Moonhead here? That's me. Barrister 1401, thanks for the $5. Can I get a Johnson's cunt smells tattooed on my schlong? I should have plenty of room for it.
I don't think you know what you said, Vinny.
I just know exactly what I said. I got it.
Tim the Tom man. How you doing, pal?
Thanks for the $1.99. Don't ask me about my Vinny and Cardiff tramp stamp. I will not. Stinky Italian gang, thanks for the $2. Oh. LWO, Lipper World Order.
I know who you are. Thank you.
The LWO is the Latino World Order. It's already taken. It was created by Eddie Guerrero. Jimmy gets nothing. No. Sorry.
I got Paula an LWO shirt for her crew.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Barrister 1401, thanks for the $5. Vinny's wife has a Queen of Spades tat. What does that mean? No, she doesn't, Barrister. Don't spread rumors like that.
Nasty rumors.
Do tattoo apprentices practice on potatoes, Lockie?
Oh, we wouldn't dare.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's not really good. Where you come from.
Hey, look who's here.
Respect.
Jimmy's neglected mother is here. Thanks for the $10, Jimmy's neglected mother. I got a tattoo of a young sailor named Raul on my ankle before he got shipped out to fight the Japanese on Guadalcanal. This was before I met your father, Jimmy. Wow, what a great story, Jimmy's neglected mother. I can't wait to hear the rest of it. $10 increments.
I do love the irony, though, when we put up Jimmy's neglected mother super chat. She can't actually see Jimmy.
So I peek.
Poor Jimmy's neglected.
Jimmy, how do you feel about your mother making love to a sailor named Raul before you went off to fight the Japanese?
It's the first I heard of it. I'm a little disappointed.
Say no more. Thanks to the Canadian $10. Hey, say no more. Great to hear from you. Thank you, Vinny. Thank you, Cardiff. Thank you, Jim. I love you guys. Why does the Doodle Cardiff shirt have a dangling pecker? Just arrived. Didn't scrutinize enough. Love Vinny. Love Cardiff. Love Jimmy the Lip.
It's funny you ask, say no more. The Cardiff Doodle t-shirt, only very inside people will get that. But that is actually Wendy the Retard's first appearance on Howard Stern. Howard Stern asked her to draw a penis. That's what she drew. And then a beloved chatter recreated that drawing for me. So I put on a t-shirt. So if you want to order that, or if you want to order your own Cardiff Electric underwear, go to my Twitter, my pinned post, and order now.
You whore. You're a fucking tchotchke whore.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, hey, who's right, he emails me at like midnight on Fridays designing Cardiff Electric underwear.
Yeah, I gotta get a pair of those.
They're on me. They're on me, pal.
Yeah.
Well, I hope not. You don't want those. Listen, let's take a second and talk real dollars and cents here. Lockie, if anybody comes to your shop, where would they find you if they want to get a tattoo from you? Where can people come and find you?
Right now, the best way to get in touch with me is on Instagram. Dr. Underscore Omega. God damn it.
Right on the bottom of the screen.
It's right on the bottom of the screen right now.
Dr. Underscore Omega underscore tattoo.
Yeah.
On that. Instagram.
Okay.
And from people can find the links to your spray a can for a trip to Finland.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a pain in the ass, that whole vote. It's going on for way too long. So I got to be a pain in the ass. I'm going to be up people's asses for another 2 weeks or so.
Well, we'll definitely keep promoting it.
We'll get
there. For you every day, buddy.
I think I might do if I do win, maybe I'll do like a raffle for anyone that voted for me. Like maybe
Can I just be your plus one?
Yeah.
Can me and you just go to Finland together?
Yeah.
You're skinny enough to fly next to me. We'd be all right. I wouldn't bother you spilling over into your seat. We'd be having fun.
I can cuddle right up, like nuzzle right in there.
I feel sorry for the guy.
I hear it gets cold in Finland. You can keep me warm.
I feel sorry for the guy Wednesday morning. I feel sorry for the guy Wednesday morning sitting on his flight from Rochester to Tampa. Then he sees Vinny coming down the aisle towards him. They make eye contact. He's like, fuck.
Excuse me. Excuse me, everybody. Excuse me. I'll be extra cheery.
It's the worst. I hate that. I'm always sitting in a chair and I see the big guy coming down the aisle. I'm like, no, there's no chance. There's no way the two of us are fitting in a row together for 6 hours.
I'm a little nervous.
I'm like bigger. It's one of those things where it's like, I'm not that fat anymore. I just don't fit. It's like, I'm just the right everything to not fit on a plane properly. So it just doesn't.
They're not made for people. They're not made for humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so excited to get out of plane this week after reading all the news. Won't that be fun for me?
Mm.
Cardiff, let's surf this subreddit because I got shit I got to do tonight, guys.
Let's do it.
Follow Lockie so you can find the links to his Tough Mudder that he's running. The link for that is also down there. runsignup.com/LockieRuck. So check that out. And if you want to throw a couple bucks to help, all the money's going to support the troops. It's a good reason to give. Yeah, so
if you weren't at the live show to participate in our charity scam, now you can participate in our charity scam. Now everyone can be scammed.
That was pretty awesome. Thank you guys again. That was pretty awesome. And that was pretty funny as well. That was
sweet.
I heard Cardiff like alluding to it one day. I was just like, I was working, and it was like a few days before the show, and he just mentioned, he's like, I was talking to Vinny, and we might have our own charity skim at the show. And I was like, wait a second. That might be me. And I was trying to run through what else would make sense in that. I'm like, oh, started blushing a little.
Yeah, we dropped some breadcrumbs for you, pal. So listen, Lockie, I want your opinions on some of the tattoos we're about to see. We're going to start off in the category very simply titled misspellings. How's that sound, Cardiff?
Do you think is spelling important in a tattoo, Lockie?
Oh, yeah. That's I'm a sign painter, too, so lettering and stuff is what I do. So every time something would get spelled wrong, they wouldn't even try to fix it. It's just bring me over, and it's my job to figure out how to make it work after that. I've only had it happen once to me where it was my fault. A couple of times it's happened to me where it was.
Tell me you spelled penis wrong that one time. Please just tell me it was that one time. Come on.
That was back in my drug days, and luckily it was a back tattoo, and I didn't mention shit. I just kept it moving.
And yeah, that's the way the mirror makes it look.
We're good.
Well, let's start with this one. This is beautiful. It says, believe in yourself and never lose hoop.
I do believe it says believe in yourself.
Oh, yes.
And never lose hoop.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. I like that. Nice sentiment to the heart.
A tender sentiment, one would say. This one, Jimmy, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. This just looks like it hurts.
Yeah, doesn't it? Ow.
Is this like a Lord of the Rings Mordor tattoo? I see demons written on there.
What causes this, Lockie? What did they do wrong? Give them some advice here.
It's usually one of two things. It's either you're pushing down really and you're just going way too deep, or you're a lot. What happens a lot of time, especially when you don't know how to actually tattoo, is like normally if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to try to do a line and pretty much nothing happens except a scratch. It's not black at all. And you're just like, what the fuck? So you hit it again and then you hit it again, you wipe it and it's just the whole area is red. But it's like, the part you keep trying to hammer all this black ink into isn't getting black. It's just getting red and bleeding. So you just keep going until it looks black. You know, it's like until it looks dark enough to move on. And then you do it to the next letter and then the next letter, you know.
What's going to happen to this? Like when this like heals, is there going to be black ink? Is this going to look normal?
No. The parts that you see where it's like there's like nothing left in it, but you can something's there. Most of it'll look like that. Those further corners, you'll see some of it still, but most of that you're only gonna see scar tissue.
At least you did a good job with the heart O.
Yeah.
That's about all. I can't even try to figure out what it says.
Free to gay makes a point. That too would work better on a darker skinned person. Yeah. Probably so.
At that point, it would have been nice. You know, you just
also it is branded basically, right? Yeah. This is a brand on someone.
Yeah, a brand would have been for her skin or their skin, whatever.
Free to Gabe, thanks for the $5. Shout out to PFG's TV's pretty great return, mm-hmm. pretty mm-hmm. fucking great return. PFG TV is back, baby. So this one is great. Let's take a look here.
No pen, no gain.
Oh, that's awesome. I might actually get that tattooed on me.
Why?
That's
no pen, no gain.
That's some like lose yourself shit, you know?
Should be no pen, no ink.
Now, do you think this was just a lost in translation moment Like that he was yelling at the tattoo artist, no pen, no gain.
That is 100% a bunch of Asians that don't speak English, just back and forth, you know, just, I probably shouldn't even finish explaining that one, but
probably not.
I know exactly what happened in that room. Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, Carter, do you have any misspellings on there?
He still doesn't understand what's wrong with that tattoo.
You think he's still happy? No, he seems to be he seems to be hiding his head in shame at this point.
He doesn't look pleased with his decision, I don't think.
No.
Yeah. His parents probably just disowned him for that. So, it happens. It's their culture.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
Probably for the best.
James Gardner, thanks for the $4.99. Jimmy, call your mom and tell her about your tattoo. She'll see it eventually. Thank you. James Gardner. And Shane M1980, thanks for the $10. That's the tattoo guy is great. Is a great guest. Hope he does more shows. There you go, Lockie. We're already in love with you. And say no more. Still watching you, pal. This is so great. Thanks, Vinny, Cardiff, and Jim.
I can do
Cardiff. Oh, come on.
Yeah. I'm all right. That? Okay. What I missed.
All night long.
All night long.
Yeah.
Jimmy's neglected mother is upset. Jimmy, a tattoo. This is how she hears about it.
I'm getting it removed. Relax.
Jimmy's grounded.
You know, Vinny, I don't have any more misspellings.
Do you have any tattoos, Cardiff?
I do not. And the reason I do not is because of the episode we're doing right now. When I was a young man, we had a guy show up at school, the first guy that ever got a tattoo, show up at school with the worst fucking tattoo I've ever seen in my life. And he so proudly, he proclaimed from the rooftops of the school, I drew this myself. And I made the tattoo artist do it exactly as I drew it. And this was, he did, you know, the, I guess it's pretty cliche, but it's the sword through the heart. And then there's a banner on the sword, right? Yeah. And he had this made, and it was just awful. It was inked horribly. It was just a giant red blob and this shitty sword going through it. But the banner was blank. And he was so proud, and he sat there with a Sharpie filling it in. He's like, I can change the name on the banner anytime I want. So when I looked at that, I'm like, you know what? I don't think I'm responsible enough to decide to make a decision, because these are my friends.
Yeah.
These are the people I associate with.
Those are the worst too, the ones where like they think they're so clever too. It's like, I can write whatever I want in there. It's like,
Yeah. What do you say to people when they do that? Do you go, that's a good one? Never saw that before. Do you play it up, or do you just look at them with disgust, Lockie? Do you have bedside manner for this type of thing?
My problem is I'm one of those people, like, I'm too much of a smartass for my own good. And I'll also, like, when I think something's ridiculous and I think it's written all over my face, and I tend to not hide it as much as the rest of the room would hope. So I don't know. I'm usually not going to be like, oh, that's stupid, but.
What's the last thing you turned down tattooing? What's the last thing that was too dumb for you to tattoo?
The last thing, honestly, the last, nowadays, I don't get, I'm lucky, like, I've gotten to a good point in my career where, like, people don't even bother coming to me with those dumb things anymore.
The idiots can't find you.
But a lot of it is just these, every now and then you'll get some like girl trying to hit me up to do some little thing like that that's going to take me 5 minutes. Usually those are like someone just trying to like see if you're single or something, but those are just a waste of my time. I'm not going to do that.
Are there tattoo artist groupies? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, say no more. What
do you get into for that?
Thanks for the $2. He says, come on, Cardiff, tattoo you thought about but didn't.
Probably the Dr. Feelgood logo down my chest from neck to navel.
You're not serious.
Wow. I would have. No, but that's the decisions I would have made.
He loves Motley Crue way more than people realize.
Oh, my God.
He fucking loves Motley Crue, people.
Those are the decisions I would have made. So I'm glad I talked myself out of it.
If I started tattooing so young. You know, I was a punk teenage kid. I didn't have any money. I was the tattoo guy. I was the one doing all that stupid shit on my friends. My friends' parents, you could just see them start sweating when I showed up. It's like, even if we weren't getting tattooed, they
what's
just
he carrying.
They see
what's
me
in the bag.
Not do it. Yeah, I'd start getting lectured all the time, even when we weren't doing anything. But the only reason, well, I got some dumb shit, but it's mostly just learning along the way. But if I had a me when I was that age, I would have plenty of Dr. Feelgood tattoos. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. What,
so you are covered. Most of your body is covered in tattoos. We know you got one on your penis now. You don't have to go through that story again. Where's it hurt the most to get tattooed?
I'd say overall, the most pain I've been in might have been like once it got really bad, like here. In my collarbone, I don't even like touching myself right there. But anywhere, this area we call the ditch, I hate getting tattooed anywhere in here. And even once you get along here and stuff, it's just a miserable spot to get tattooed. It's miserable. And it doesn't heal very well a lot of times. Like it doesn't matter how, you know, you can baby your way through that. Some people just if you have sensitive skin or if you're really active while it's healing, say, if it's a little dry, it can split open on you. That's a pain in the ass. So that spot sucks. That doesn't
sound great.
One category, I don't know if you had a category for this, Vinny, but again, I'll go back to my Dr. Feelgood tattoos, the fad tattoos. Oh, yeah. We talked about the barbed wire, just jumping on a thing like, something's really popular in the moment. It would be like, remember the World Cup and everyone was talking about vuvuzelas?
Six
years ago. If getting a tattoo of that, because that's the thing everybody's talking about now.
Yeah.
But that's when I brought a video for the show of somebody getting just a dumb trend, a dumb fad, a dumb flash in the pan, tattooed on themselves.
That's the worst idea anyone could ever have, is to do like that.
That's generally what gets more annoying than... these days, I would rather you have some really strange idea, because if anything, I'm going to look at that like, all right, like, how can I figure that out? You know what I mean? Just something that just sounds weird. But like, that's just when you come and ask for a feather with birds flying off of it, that's the new one for the females get. Like, and that's just one of the easy ones that you see a lot now, like that, the feather that turns into silhouettes, it like breaks away. You see that kind of a lot. Even, they circulate. It's always just like, you'll start every few years, there's a new one that's just every. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen this one yet?
Have you ever seen something this stupid? Speaking of jumping on trends.
That.
I never actually got a good look at this tattoo.
Our pal Tukey getting tattooed on a super fan.
I did a good job on it.
Hey, Cardiff, you could probably mute that.
I probably shouldn't.
I love it.
That'd be cool.
I think Lockie likes the sound. It makes him cool.
Yeah.
It puts him to sleep.
I don't use those kind of machines anymore, and I was a holdout, man. Oh, I miss them. I miss that sound. My machines are silent.
Really?
Yeah, I can actually show you. Watch.
That is pretty quiet.
Yeah, and it's wireless, so.
What if somebody wanted a Cardiff Electric tattoo? What would that run for? What would a Cardiff Electric tattoo cost if somebody approached you with that?
Cardiff, I'm looking to start handing out Cardiff Electric tattoos. I think, I still think we should do like the ultimate consequence where you, if someone goes like at least five or six in a row, they have to get tattooed. I would love to see Kyle get a consequence tattoo.
Yeah, you should definitely do that.
We could go 10. If someone goes 10 losses in a row,
yeah,
you deserve to get tattooed for that.
Okay, well, I have a suggestion that if we're going to do it,
part of tattoo.
Here's a category I have called "Seemed Like a Good Idea." Maybe this would be a good consequence tattoo. How about that?
Urinal. Classic.
Yes.
Jimmy has the same tattoo.
I had a girl come in one time, and she told me she was an apprentice glass blower, and she wanted blow on her lip, and I did it because I figured any non-retarded human being understands the joke. I thought that was the entire point. I didn't even bother making the joke because I figured it'd just be a little on the nose. It's like, all right, boom, did it. It was a quick, easy tattoo. And she
thought you said it was on her lip.
And yeah, on the lip, whatever. She comes in the next day hysterical, saying that her friends and family keep calling her a whore and making blowjob jokes and blow. And I thought that was the point. She's like, I didn't think about it. I'm like, you got blow inside your mouth. You're a female. She was a pretty good looking girl too. So it was like, I thought that was the only reason that you thought it'd be funny enough to get tattooed. And she's just like sobbing, boogers coming down her face. Like, what do I do? Like,
chop off your lip.
Vinny, let me ask your opinion as a human. Jimmy, I guess you too. Lockie, as a tattoo artist, would it be hack for Cardiff Electric, the man behind Cardiff Electric, to get a Cardiff Electric tattoo?
Yes.
That'd be a little hack.
If you get one, I'll get one.
If you get one, I'm not getting one.
Is it hack if I get one with you?
Get one, Jimmy has to get one. That's the rule.
I just think about it. Like, I'll go back to my obsession with Motley Crue. It'd be like Mick Mars getting a Mick Mars tattoo. Oh, wait, never mind. All right. I'll get the Cardiff Electric tattoo. Let's go on, Vinny.
I think at the next DabbleCon.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Teasing. Something's coming.
Are you going to, you know what? We can set up a tattoo stand for you, Lockie, if you want to do Dabbleverse style tattoos at DabbleCon. That might be a fun moneymaker for you.
Right.
Yeah, let's find out what the New York State regulations are on that. I think we gotta make that happen.
Yeah, we have to do it in the kitchen, I believe, is how that works.
good.
4 a.m. drug tattoo on a holiday. Not my leg, thank God. Here we go. Let's get a good look at that.
Kins of Leon. King,
oh. Kins of Leon.
So the family of Leon.
Yeah, right.
Number one, awful band. Number two,
yeah, right,
awful idea for a tattoo. Number three, ha ha, terrible execution, loser.
That's a well-deserved tattoo right there.
Yeah, you got exactly what you deserved on that one. I think, would you ever get a, what do you think of people who want a band tattoo? And if you had to do band tattoos, I can already guess. I can already guess the most popular band tattoos.
It depends on, like, it goes in eras, you know? Like nowadays, I've seen so many, like, young people with, like, Bad Bunny tattoos and shit, you know? But okay. I've done a lot of Motley Crue and Pantera tattoos, you know?
That's okay.
I'm not talking someone out of getting a Pantera tattoo.
What if somebody got a tattoo about a specific song? Like Motorhead's famous Ace of King song. Ace of Kings.
Oh, no.
Ace of Kings.
That looks so cool.
Oh no. He's the Ace of Kings.
Yeah.
Ace of Kings.
It's all about the, just thinking Lemmy doing this song.
Behold the Ace of Kings.
Oh no. Now Lockie, I think
why does it look like a rocket ship?
I'd rather pay to have Lemmy's mole put on my face than have that tattoo. That thing was fucking. That looked like.
Is the scourge of tattooing? Like, I'll say in the 90s and even in the 2000s, there was at least some respect for the craft, right? Like, it was, you knew you had to go to a guy in most cases. Yeah, there's always the guy at the party that would do the stick and poke in the corner somewhere. But in most cases, it was, you knew it was a craft. You knew it was an art. You knew you went to the. But with the dawn of YouTube and YouTube and Amazon tattoo equipment. Is that like the worst thing that's ever happened to tattooing? Is like being able to buy a tattoo gun on Amazon for $100?
It is definitely
like this guy.
It's very strange to see for $10 you can get like a full tattoo setup. Yeah, that's a bit jarring. When I was a teenager, if you had any idea the shit. That like the scheming and all the bullshit that I had to do to get like all of my stuff. That's a whole other episode. All of the crazy like old days of tattooing shit. Like it was a wild world back then. Yeah, to get just needles was oh my god. The amount of work you had to do to get anything, and now. It's just on it. You don't even have to leave Amazon to get
everything you need.
You're not going to get a lot of like good stuff, but you can get a totally usable setup for like less than $100. And that's insane.
Maybe that's going on the wheel of consequences. Give tattoos, get arrested. So I'm looking at this and I can already hear the guy now. When people go, oh my God, what is that on your back? He's like, well, I'm going to get it finished one of these days.
Yeah, I can hear Bow with the Bow playing right now. I love it. Oh,
let me ask you, Lockie, how would you cover this up? What would, if this guy showed up at your shop, I'm this thing has ruined my life. I was a successful back model until I decided to get this. Can you please help me? How would you even begin to try and cover this up? Like he gives you carte blanche. You can do whatever you want, cover this up, make it look something.
The first thing I'm telling him, it's going to be his whole back. So, like, that's the first thing. As long as he understands that your entire back is getting tattooed to do this. But to be honest, that's not a bad. If it's just line work, it's not so bad. That's a bunch of nasty, thick line work. So it is a pain in the ass, though. But
look at the fucking talons on this thing.
At least it's not shaded yet. But it's like when you look at the bottom, at like the bottom, the feathers and stuff. It's like that looks like you tried to fuck that up. I know that's the kind of thing where it's like most children should know how to connect those feathers. That's not even like an artist thing. That's just common fucking sense. So that kind of stuff, just that kind of, this almost feels personal. You know, these kind of things where it's like, what are you doing? How could you do that to a person? You know, like, especially in this day and age where you could just print a picture offline and trace it. Like, you don't even have to draw anymore if you really don't want to. That feels like you did that on purpose.
Wow.
That's the kind of shit that it's like, I can't think of why else you would do that.
Well, I got revenge. A fun one here I like. I like how this little demon-possessed child needed to be immortalized over this person's nipple.
Jesus. Ugly kid.
Looks like a garbage pail kid.
I don't want to trash these kids, but this looks like a trash can kid. Trash pail kid.
I assure you it looks exactly like the picture.
That is definitely a kid that deserves to be trashed. Absolutely.
The roses look good.
See, why is there blue around their hair?
When people ask me, like, the one thing I don't do is color portraits. I'll do portraits all day long. That's actually one of the things, like, that's how I learned how to draw. My father used to do charcoal portraits and stuff, so that's how he taught me how to draw. So, like, portraits in general, that's kind of my bread and butter, but it's a different ball game doing color, and it's one of those things that I could do it, but it's not It's such a difficult thing to pull off. And even though the guys that are really good at it, some of them come off very weird and cartoony looking. And I don't know. That is a nightmare right there.
We got the nod from Jimmy. Yes, does look like basket case.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lockie, do you, I mean, when you're doing a tattoo and you need to do a relatively straight line, do you use a needle, a ruler?
No. That is definitely like my, you know, my line work is my.
Oh, my, God.
That right there.
Chris. So something like this?
You know, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. I think I might have done that one. Wait, oh, that is that the Louis Vuitton pattern? I like that. I think that was supposed to be like a Louis Vuitton money symbol too.
Are those soccer balls?
No, I think those are the Louis Vuitton, like the inside of the Louis print.
Oh.
Get some culture.
Yeah, it's a snake. Yeah. Is it the, I don't know.
I like it. It's a snake. It's got the little
it's got the little
snake tug.
It's a little snake tug
there. Oh,
It's a Louis Vuitton snake dollar symbol, and it's a knife. I like that. I like that. That's
gang. I believe it's a sword.
It's like a sword. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
I got one for you. Here we go.
I got one more though. Oh, you got that?
Here's a black and white portrait, Lockie. What do you think? Does it look just like her or what?
Right. See, now this is more of my speed right here.
Really does not give that woman any justice.
I like how she looks like she's in the cast of Evil Dead.
I was going to say, see, that's a terrible picture of a person. So you don't want to do a portrait that's a... That is very awkward when you have to try to find a nice way to explain, like, you see, I don't know this person. I'm sure she's lovely. The picture that you're showing me where she's making a weird face or the sun's in her eyes, I'm replicating the picture you're giving me. You know what I'm saying?
Well is he? I mean, is all that shading necessary?
It's like, you're kind of already starting off with a pretty ugly woman to begin with, so it's kind of hard to pull that off.
I feel like you have to be Jason Bateman in Arrested Development. When someone brings in that picture, you look at it and go, her?
Her?
For some reason, I'm craving a McDonald's new savory chili McDonald's sauce.
That looks like a nice Freddy Krueger mask she's wearing or something.
Yeah, it is.
You a baseball fan, Lockie?
I'm a Red Sox fan.
Oh, so you're not a big fan of the New York Yankees?
See, that's another
in New York.
This kind of stuff, it's like, how do you make it that bad? I don't understand how, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, they are Yankee fans.
How do you make it that bad? Yeah, exactly. Get it. Well, all right.
New York Yankees.
That is awesome.
I mean, yeah, that's, somebody's very proud of that team.
What do you think? What do you make of this? Would you ever recommend someone do something like this, Lockie?
Oh, God.
What are your thoughts on that?
Do you understand? Like, I have tattoos on both sides of my face, and every single time somebody comes up to me and asks me, you know, because sometimes people will be like, yo, I was thinking about getting a tattoo on my face. I just figured out blah, 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 blah. And the first thing, I barely let them finish where I go, don't get your face tattooed. Don't do that. Because this guy right here is exactly how people look at all of us because of people like this. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's always going to be this asshole reminding the world that people with face tattoos are scary and disgusting. So
your recommendation, not on your face and not of a face.
Yeah, don't get your face tattooed. Zombie Christopher Walken is pretty awesome, though.
That has to be Zombie Chris, right? There's no way that's... I mean...
Didn't Brendan Schaub get, like, zombie versions of his kids tattooed on him? I remember hearing someone say something like that.
It sounds like something he would do.
It does sound like something he would do.
It's pretty retarded.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I got some fun celebrity portraits. Did you guys know that Michael Jackson played for the Chicago Bulls?
Wow.
I don't know what I'm looking at here. But
well, I kind of have an idea.
Yeah.
This was an Alabama. This was an Alabama tattoo shop, Vinny. That is the darkest person that tattoo artist was willing to tattoo. He's like, I'm not giving you Michael Jordan, but I'll give you Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I'll settle for Michael Jackson.
How about this lovely portrait of Snoop?
Yeah. He looked high. I'll give him that. He definitely looks high.
That was actually not that bad. I mean, it's bad.
At least it looks like him.
You could tell who it is.
Okay.
I mean, it's no. Oh, what's this?
How about that Kobe?
Yeah. You know what? Tattooing portraits of black people is quite a delicate dance there. You gotta really tiptoe your way into that skin tone.
I understand.
And facial features too, right?
Yeah.
It can't be harder than supervillains like the Joker.
Oh, fuck this guy. He deserved this. That guy deserved this.
Of all Jokers, he picks that one too.
Yeah, that exactly. That's why you deserve it.
Jack Nicholson, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
This is abysmal. Everything about this isn't finished, right? This guy like quit in the middle of it, right?
This guy died in the middle of it, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope he's murdered in the middle of this tattoo.
I hope his wife came in and grabbed him by the ear and pulled him out of the tattoo shop.
You can never underestimate the shit that goes on in like drug dens. And I read it in a book somewhere, not that I know from personal experience, but sometimes you end up getting really fucking high and just doing shit because you need the money.
Mm.
Allegedly.
Well, someone made $35 on this.
Yeah.
Here's one I don't quite understand. Hold on, I want to blow this picture up a little bit. Is this the Grim Reaper at like an orgy? What is happening?
Actually, that one kind of rules.
Yeah, I was gonna say that reminds me of like back when I was a teenager in like the punk rock scene. You'd see a lot of shit like that, okay. And a lot of it was just stick and pokes from some dude at like handmade skinny jeans. You almost missed those days.
She's spreading her cheek. What's going on?
Here's a good one.
Hey. That was me on Saturday night.
Shakira?
Is that supposed to be Britney Spears, right? With the snake around her shoulder?
Oh, I thought that was a goatee.
It is, yeah. But is it like...
I think that's Britney
Shakira?
Spears.
Vampire Britney Spears, yes. Her teeth.
Hey, Lockie, you would tell this person no, right? If they came in and asked you for this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that... See... That's one thing I do. The amount of times I've seen this one, that one, that's a tough one. That's bad.
I don't think they realize what they've done there.
That's one of those ones where it's like, you know, this guy probably had like tears in his eyes while like all the sentimental, like, dad, like first time dad vibes. I've been there, man. It's a very emotional time.
Instead, he got baby's first hand job.
His name right there. Oh, and then it's probably one of those things too. He probably, you know, red and swollen, and you're in the moment. It was probably when he started sending that to people and they started going,
Fenton Molly. It's not a cock, okay? Before you ask, it's not a cock.
That's how it starts now. He does the preemptive text, like, just to let you know, this isn't a cock, and then he'll send the picture.
That's hysterical. Let's hit up a couple super chats, Cardiff. All right. Dang Lizard, thanks for the 5 euros. Jimmy, thank you for your services at the live event. If you had asked for more than a penny each customer, you could have made it profitable, you know.
Oh, solid point. That. Yeah.
You have to have a little bit of faith in your product. You can't be afraid to ask what you think you're worth, especially when you're talking about your orifices.
Do we know?
Thank you, Cardiff. Glad you didn't, but wow, thank you. I think he's referring to you answering his question about your Motley Crue tattoo. Pass, thanks for the $1.99. How to piss a tattoo artist. Artist tattoo gun.
That doesn't bother me as much as some people take that shit so personal. Like the tattoo gun, saying calling it a gun instead of a machine.
Okay.
I don't give a shit.
There's I call everything a gun. My penis gun. You know, they're all guns.
Yeah, they're all. It's one of those. Get tattoo gun sounds cooler. I don't call it one, but it does sound cooler.
Dang Lizard, thank you for this great picture of Jimmy's tattoo. Insert coins in slot. It's a lower back tattoo. Thank you.
I should have tried to find a kid I grew up with. One time brought this like skank to a party, and her last name was, I don't know if you guys have Carrabba's. It's a chain of restaurants.
Yeah, I know what they are.
This girl's last name was Carrabba, Carrabba. And, you know, when she found out I was a tattoo artist, she was like, oh, look at this. And like pulls her pussy out. And she had with the Carrabba's logo, it said eat at Carrabba's. It was fucking awesome. And like my kid's mother at the time and like all the other girls, they wanted to like jump her. They were like fucking whore. It was great. Cause we were all like, that is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Cause she was out in the party. It was funny. But that was one of the funnier, that was what you started to ask me before with that look like a hot girl that just ruined her entire nether regions with like an anime tattoo or something. That kind of stuff I will lecture you about not doing. Or like if you're a hot girl, don't ruin like your ass. Don't ruin your tip. Don't do that.
Okay, like, okay, hold on.
Nice chest plate tattoo or get your stuff. There's ways to do things where it looks good and it like makes their body look better. That looked horrid and that girl looked tiny and she
Tattoo was of a child with its legs spread, like clutching, like it was getting banged over.
I didn't even get that.
It's a horrific tattoo.
Yeah, it's almost like the vagina's lined up.
Yes, it was a very bad, awful thing. All right, hold on.
That is super chat.
I think Barrister 1401 is poking fun at us, Vinny.
I think he is too. I don't think he likes it very much. Which is more, number of tats on Tat Guy's right arm or number of live viewers? Thanks for the $5. Over under 85 tattoos on your arm, Lockie.
That's probably a good. Yeah, it's got to be. Maybe.
All right, Lockie's arm wins, Barrister. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Say no more.
Thanks for the $2. No change based on number of viewers. Love you guys. I believe he's saying we suck all the time, no matter how many viewers we have. At Barrister 1401, thanks for the $5. I haven't read ahead. You might be insulting us. Can you tattoo the sports page on Vinny's wife's back so I have something to read when doing her doggies? How dare you?
I'll curb stomp you. I'll hunt you down and I'll murder your family, young man. I'll fight. Okay. Please do. Make sure it's the NFL section so I can read it too.
You want to see what you're going to see when you're bending over a little Jimmy? There you go, Mr. Cool.
Yeah.
Somebody brought this up. I think Stevie J asked for this one in the chat, and I forgot all about Mr. Cool Ice because he went.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I fully support Mr. Cool Ice, and I wish I knew this guy. He seems like he can fucking rage. Like, this guy, I can, like, feel the dance music playing, and this guy takes a lot of, like, Molly and ecstasy and shit. And he can do those like gothic fight dances and shit. You know what I'm saying?
And you're saying you want this around you?
Not generally, but that guy. Yeah.
Okay, just him. Okay.
Yeah. That guy, yeah. There's a time and a place for it, Cardiff.
Yes, that's true.
American Cupcake, thanks for the $5. Bar douchebag. Bar douchebag 90s tattoos. I hate them all. Yin Yangs in fire, Asian dragon in fire, tribal. No barbed wire, though. They're all the worst. I agree.
I did a Never-Ending Story tattoo today.
He added on, I have them all. Poor guy. here's a fun one for you. This is a little section I like to call fun with copywritten material. Have you ever seen the movie Pinocchio?
Yes.
With Jiminy Cricket? It's great. It's a pretty good one.
Disney would still sue them for that.
Yeah. How about these copywritten pieces of material? Apple and Starbucks. What would you say to this guy, Locky?
What a retarded thing to do. That's one of those. I would never say no to that, but that would be like, I wouldn't be able to help it. Like the first thing out of my mouth would be, what a retarded thing to do. And I'm guessing their reaction wouldn't be very positive after that. But it's like, hey, if you want it after I blurt that out, I'll do it, I guess. I just don't understand why you would do that.
Because he's a loser. Here's a Powerpuff Girl.
I mean,
I've seen worse. I've seen worse.
Yeah, I'm not.
I've seen somebody that had all three of them tattooed on.
Here's a fun one for you. The Lion Craig.
The Lion Kang. I like that.
I like how Simba looks disgusted by his father. You know, it kind of looks like someone we know. The lion face there of the dad. Kind of looks like somebody we know. A little dopey. Here's a beautiful one.
I feel like it almost looks like Dr. Steve. I get a Dr. Steve vibe out of that.
His children fluid. Do look at him with disgust.
I said fluid, Simba. Fluid.
Well, everything the fluid touches needs to be sterilized.
Vinny, is this Dark Side of the Moon? Is that what it's supposed to be?
That's supposed to be, yes.
Okay.
It's always good to get a black and white tattoo of a rainbow. Good job. Yeah, exactly. Nice.
I mean, they really struggled even with the triangle.
Yeah, you want to stay away from straight lines as much as possible when you can't tattoo.
I like this one of Shrek.
Oh, it's Vinny.
That's not me.
It is you.
No, it isn't. My face isn't green like that. Oh, sorry. Hey. Stop these mind games. We saw that one already. Those are the tattoos that I pulled. You got any more, Cardiff, that we want to look at tonight?
You just pulled up Star Wars, Darth Vader there. Yeah. How about Star Trek? We got Star Trek.
Oh,
Star Trek.
I hate when women ruin their tits. Like doing like something like that, it just bums me out. Even if you're fat and ugly, it's like you're still a woman. You shouldn't just be ruined like that permanently. Don't do that.
Oh wow.
I meant this one. Here's some copyright infringement for you.
Oh gosh.
Right on the forearm. Good choice, kid. Good choice. What was that one?
Yeah, that's it, shreds.
Is that Hulk Hogan as a wizard? What is that?
I believe so. More like the Iron
Castle. Is this like supposed to, was that supposed, go back to that for a second. Was that supposed to be like an outline for something?
Do you remember in Big, the video game he played with that wizard thing? That looks like you tried to make that thing into a tattoo.
Pretty lame. Well, guys,
flying out of the castle, the giant dragon flying out of the castle. Yeah.
These pages are pretty interesting, and they're not as active as you would think, because I feel like a lot of people want to hide their shame with these. So I think these are just like the pictures friends posted. It's not really people posting their own shit.
A lot of the posts I saw were people like, you won't believe what I just saw on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, you won't believe what I just saw on Facebook. Somebody just posted this.
I imagine a lot of that is like they're getting it secondhand. It's not like an r/ am I the asshole where someone's being like, eh, blah, blah, blah. Like, I can't imagine when you get a humiliating tattoo, you're like, hey, internet, check it out. You know, it's like some
unless it's to like slam the unless it's to slam the artist,
huh?
Unless it's to slam the artist.
Yeah, well, that's
look what this asshole did to me.
Yeah,
yeah. The new tattoo guy comes into town. You start tweeting out all these pictures from this subreddit. Look at here's his work.
That's how you crush the new guy competition.
Jimmy, do me a favor. Send Articulate John the link, please. I have a full back tattoo of Betty White taking a shit. We need to see that.
Black and white or color?
Doesn't matter.
It's a black and white matter. With just a little touch of brown.
Yeah, it's
quite tasteful.
Yeah, exactly. And,
yeah, it's like
a couple
like
hints of red. She was older.
Yeah
it's like the Schindler's List, the one red shoe
or whatever. Yeah, it was. Exactly. It's a rosebud.
On that note, kids, this has been a fun episode. I want to remind you all to follow Lockie on social media at Dr. Omega Tattoo. And if you want to support his tough ruck or his tough mutter, you could follow
Mutter.
Tough it's Mutter. Rock.
Yeah. Potter was a mutter.
Yeah.
Potter was a mutter.
Yeah.
Devil's Joint nailed it. Vinny tried to leave so hard. Nailed it. Nailed it. It's been fun, Lockie. You're welcome on the show anytime, dude. We'll definitely find a reason to have you back. But thanks, I guess the lessons we learned, research. Mm-hmm. Figure out who you're going to see. Only go to people who are reputable, who know what
Vinny,
they're doing.
No,
if they give you feedback, listen to it.
No. Throw all those things out the window. If you want to get a tattoo, find our buddy Lockie. Go to Boston. Tell me you're a dabbler.
Dude, it's going to be a lot more than $500 this time.
Promo code Cardiff. Promo code Cardiff. He's doing penis tattoos for $50. Promo code Cardiff. Go see him.
Yeah.
Lockie will tattoo a Cardiff Electric on your penis for free, he says.
Yeah, exactly. So
you just message him and he will make sure. And just be at half mass. That's the rule.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, join the cause.
Join the cause. So we got to say good night to everybody this evening. But before we do, we want to thank our big kahunas, Cardiff.
Thanks. Say no more for the Canadian $2. Thank you, Vinny, Cardiff Inch.
Thanks, guys.
Big kahunas.
You're welcome.
Okay. Kinky Loco, JT, Eugene the Bichon Free, Jimmy the Lip, Steve M, Fred R, Hunter Duke, Colin Oates, Jervis Tetch, Joni G, Fisker Whisker, Hamad N, David W, Aaron L, Joe, Ken A, Jabon Slocum, Jib Mob, Damian M, Gut, Joel, Joe Sposto, Josh R, Nick R, Cyber Organic, Charlie NYC, John K, Grampy's Champies, Dr. Steve, Mr. Wiggles, Rochi, Carly, Brinkamania, Dylan from Somewhere, Monty, Gregory K, Victor F, Tyler P, Pony Power 2, Good Hound, Stoneman 623, Derek K, Bjorn Cray, Stinky Italian Gang, Steve, Brian, and Kindy. All those people are lucky enough to go to subredditsurfing.com, sign up, and they've already enjoyed the live show multiple times, Vinny.
That's right. You can watch it for yourself. And
unlimited. You can watch it as many times as you want, you know? Mm-hmm. We didn't
absolutely
limit it.
And if you go to the Patreon, the other thing you're going to find there that you won't find in the membership option,
the cure to cancer,
our episodes that YouTube sign won't let us play. So those are located over on Patreon. Lockie, you're the greatest. Dr. Omega Tattoo, Jimmy the Lip, as usual, great job. Cardiff,
Vinny,
fantastic work tonight. I hope you feel better. I hope you get your jaundice under control. And to everybody watching tonight, we thank you. And we'll see you next week. Remember, act right. And good night, everybody.
Surf's up.
Sit, Eugene, sit. Good dog.
Boom.